with a show. I'm Alex Kirby.
And I'm Nicole Smith.
And today we'll be discussing The Outliers. The Outliers, written by Malcolm Gladwell, was published in 2008 by Back Bay Books. The book discusses how an individual obtains success. Gladwell supports his claim that success is obtained through the opportunities an individual is exposed to, instead of the actual talent of the individual.
Each chapter is about a different phenomenon that defines success. To start off, we will discuss the concepts Gladwell defines in his book and interpret them in our own way. On page 19, Gladwell states, "People don't rise from nothing, but in fact they are invariably the beneficiaries of hidden advantages and extraordinary opportunities and cultural legacies that allow them to learn and work hard and make sense of the world in ways others cannot." This quote is a good representation of the overall theme that Gladwell believes success is the result of one's environment.
And he really focuses more on the concept of nurture versus nature, saying that an individual's talent doesn't matter, what they're born with. It's like you talk about in psychology. And then nurture is their environment.
Chapters 3, 4, 5, and 7, they all share the same idea that success is obtained based on different factors in an individual's life, including their culture, environment, and innate talent.
So chapter 3 talks about a threshold of intelligence, because there's, once you're over, I think it's 125 on your IQ, then you basically can obtain any level of success. You can be smart enough, and once you hit that threshold of being smart enough, students in the gifted program, once you get there, I definitely agree with this, that once you have that level and you get those opportunities above other classmates, then you're limitless once you get to that point, because yeah, some people are going to be smarter, but you are in that ability where everyone can work as hard as each other, and you're kind of level out the playing field once you're at that point. And then if we continue to chapter 5, he starts to talk about how a lawyer, Joe Flom, he was Jewish, and because of that, he was forced to take any job given to him because he couldn't get a regular law job. So he had to take the dirty work jobs that no one else wanted. And then that eventually gave him an advantage, because later on, there were companies and law firms that wanted those lawyers that had worked for those dirty job type of things. And that's what I think that really contradicts his overall theme of this, because you can take any disadvantage that you have and turn it into an advantage. And obviously you have to work harder, and you're going to have to strive and be able to keep going when there's advantages or disadvantages faced in front of you. But even with low income, families that live in inner city neighborhoods, yeah, you're not going to have as many opportunities. But then once you start applying for college, you're going to get more scholarships. So it kind of works in those ways that if you keep pushing forward and you keep working as hard as you can, your good things are going to come to you in the end.
So overall, me and Alex, we both interpreted the book differently than the author. We both believe that success is obtained both from a mix of opportunity and the amount of work the individual puts in towards obtaining what they want.
And I think that he says that people need to take advantage of their opportunities, and some people just have more opportunities than others. And that while that is true, some people, if you live in richer neighborhoods, you come from a richer family, you're going to have more opportunities. But anyone is given opportunities. It's just a matter of who takes that chance or not.
On a scale of 1 to 5, I would rate The Outliers a 5, because Gladwell defends his case very effectively and uses lots of factual evidence to back up his claim. But Gladwell does develop his idea very clearly, and he is extremely well at writing and
developing his idea of the overall book. And his facts are definitely true, and we agree with his facts, and the way he interprets it, while we don't necessarily agree with it, he did a fantastic job in writing this book. So thanks for watching the show. This is Alex.
I'm Nicole.
Bye.
Bye.